Hello. In this chapter E, let us look at the nefarious methods the ruling cabal are using to destroy social media. Social media is a free speech, First Amendment platform set up basically in a town square for anyone and everyone to freely express their thoughts and opinions as well as what they observe and see around them, so long as they are not infringing on the rights of others nor using it to harm anyone. Those in power, including those in the news media who have become the propaganda machines and mouthpieces of the ruling cabal, feel threatened by the social media's reach and do not like the structure of the social media, and they have been trying to silence social media by various means, including making false allegations about social media, conspiring to control and restrict their operations by enacting ridiculous laws and regulations, restricting their business models and revenue sources, dismantling, destroying them by trying to break them up using trumped up and flimsy arguments disguised as antitrust laws. Even though such tactics can't be used to restrict free speech rights, and they never use them against establishment news media mouthpieces, they feel it is okay to use them against social media and tech companies. Both political parties, as well as various federal agencies, state governments, state and several state governors who have become despots, have set out on this endeavor. U.S. Congress have had several hearings over the past several years questioning and threatening the social media and their leaders, falsely accusing them of interfering in elections and promoting falsehoods, and so on. Only the individuals post what is on social media, not the employees of social media, nor do they edit or modify what is posted on social media. The power hungry knows that, but they ignore that fact. However, the U.S. Congress does not want to hold any hearings on the mainstream news media, the talk shows, cable and radio talk shows. Right after the 2016 presidential election, the news media, the politicians of both parties and Hillary Clinton camp all started accusing and blaming the social media, especially Facebook, of aiding and abetting and propagating false information, and thus leading to the defeat of Hillary Clinton and the election of Donald Trump as President of the United States in 2016. Hillary Clinton lost simply because she and her cabal ran a lousy campaign after torpedoing the election campaign of Bernie Sanders during the Democratic primary, which turned off most people. If she had taken Bernie Sanders as a running mate, even after this fiasco, she would have won. After the election defeat, none of the mainstream pundits ever asked Hillary Clinton why she did not take Bernie Sanders as a running mate. You may wonder why they didn't. Because they did not want Bernie Sanders as a running mate to Hillary Clinton, and they were also collaborators of the failed Hillary Clinton campaign. They conducted congressional hearings to question Facebook and other social media, laying the groundwork to break up the social media, especially Facebook and others, and trying to enact new laws and so on, saying Facebook and other social media had no competition. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, appeared TikTok, and they started building up users, which now has over 2 billion users. It is competing with Facebook for viewership and ad revenue. Thus, without any help or intervention from the power-hungry cabal, Facebook got a competitor, Ola. This simply tells us that though competition can spring up from anywhere in social media and tech on the information network, IT network worldwide, and so it's a better protection for the public than any nefarious government intervention. Not only that, it does not cost the taxpayer nor the public any money. Healthy competition and provides a check on social media landscape. Yeah, but the power hungry are not satisfied. They want to destroy social media as soon as possible. Thus, the power hungry, Caesar Biden and other like-minded people of both parties, have found a 30-year-old nitwit to head the FTC, Federal Trade Commission, trying to break up several of the social media and other internet and web platforms, including Google, Facebook, Amazon, Apple, TikTok, and so on. Other agencies of the federal government are busy spending millions of dollars, wasting huge manpower to trump up false allegations about social media, ignoring the fact that, knowing very well that social media is a free speech endeavor. Congress is always ready, supported by both parties, in making a false allegations about social media and to try to shut them down. The FTC and other agencies, they have been joined by several state governments and governors in this endeavor. In the next section, we'll be talking about how not just the United States, but various other countries have been shutting down periodically the social media all over the world, irrespective of what is happening, in order to prevent people from getting the news.